You're listening to SBS News.
Diplomats from the 30 NATO member states have met in Berlin to discuss providing further support to Ukraine. They'll also discuss moves by Finland, Sweden, and others to join NATO in the face of threats from Russia. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says Russia's war in Ukraine is not going as planned.
They failed to take Kiev. They're pulling back from around Kharkiv. Their major offensive in Donbas has stalled. Russia is not achieving its strategic objectives. Ukraine can win this war. Ukrainians are bravely defending their homeland.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says Russian troops are at a dead end.
The occupiers still do not want to admit that they are at a dead end and that their so-called special operation has already failed. But the time will surely come when the Ukrainian people fully force the invaders to recognize reality.
Ukraine has released footage it says shows its troops reaching the border with Russia and reinstalling a blue and yellow border post. The location wasn't specified, but some reports suggest the footage may have been filmed in the Kharkiv region. Mr. Zelensky says talks with Russia on evacuating those remaining in the Azovstal steel plant in Mariupol are still ongoing.
We are continuing very difficult and delicate negotiations in order to save our people from Mariupol, from Azovstal. We do this every day. And the main thing is that the agreements were fulfilled. Today's Russian missile strikes were on the Lviv region, the shelling of Huliapol, Severodonetsk, Lysychansk towns and communities in the Donetsk region. All the occupiers' brutality that Ukraine experiences daily will only lead to the fact that the Russian soldiers who survive will take this evil with them to Russia.
Russian forces have been constantly bombarding the steelworks in the southern port of Mariupol, the last bastion of hundreds of Ukrainian defenders in a city almost completely controlled by Russia after more than 2 months of a siege. Ukraine now accuses Russia of using phosphorus bombs at the steel plant. Back at the NATO summit, Finland and Sweden have moved forward in their bids to join the alliance in the face of threats from Russia. Finland's president Sauli Niinistö has confirmed his country will apply for membership of the NATO military alliance.
Today, we, the President, and the government's Foreign Policy Committee have together decided that Finland, after hearing from the Parliament, will apply for NATO membership.
Mr. Niinistö called Russian President Vladimir Putin to tell him of Finland's plans to join the alliance.
First of all, about why I called President Vladimir Putin. I or Finland are not known to sneak around and quietly disappear behind a corner. It is better to say it straight and what has already been said, also to the concerned party, and that is what I wanted to do.
Mr. Putin said such a move will hurt Russian-Finnish relations. Russia shares a 1,300-kilometer border with Finland. Sweden has also already taken steps towards joining the alliance, while Georgia's bid is again being discussed despite dire warnings from Russia. Germany's foreign minister Annalena Baerbock has told Sweden and Finland that if they are ready for NATO, then NATO is ready for them.
Sweden and Finland are not only our partners, our friends, but they have also been our European family members for a long time. Therefore, they have our full support in all the decisions they are now taking with regard to their own security. NATO's doors are open to them, and if they decide to walk through those doors, we will welcome them with open arms.
Schweden und Finland, if you are ready, we are ready. Vielen Dank.
Mr. Stoltenberg says he's confident the accession process for Finland and Sweden can be expedited, despite concerns from Turkey over Sweden and Finland's alleged support for Kurdish rebels.
Then on Turkey, Turkey is an important ally. Turkey has expressed some concerns, and as we always do in NATO, when there are concerns, when there are questions, we sit down, and I'm confident that we will be able to find a common ground, an agreement, consensus on how to move on the membership issue.
In the meantime, he says the alliance will increase its presence in the Baltic region to deter Russian threats. Meanwhile, Ukraine's victory in the Eurovision Song Contest has left Ukrainians proud and hopeful of another win in their battle against invading Russian forces. Ukraine's Kalish Orchestra won the contest in Italy with their entry, Stefania, riding a wave of public support to claim an emotional victory. Oleg Fiuk is the lead vocalist of Kalish. He says the group was happy to give Ukrainians some good news.
Well, first of all, I would really like to thank everyone voting for Ukraine because this victory means a lot to us, especially now. And I am so happy that our effort really paid off and that we can now bring some good news to Ukraine. Because we're not getting that much good news lately, as you probably know.
Stefania was penned by Mr. Siuk as a tribute to his mother, but since Russia's invasion, it has become an anthem to the motherland with lyrics that pledge, I'll always find my way home, even if all roads are destroyed. Assam Al-Ghadib, SBS News.